Enemy can't stand here. The Lord of hosts. even when I'm wrong. You never change your ways, always the same, always the same. Nobody else loves me like you do. Nobody else treats me like you do. I just wanna say that I love you, I love you, I believe in you. Father, we just thank you for this day, and we glorify you. We invite you into the airwaves. We invite you into my mind, spirit, body, and soul. I invite you to take full control, to use me as a vessel, to release your word and the utterance of your glory, that people will know that you are a true and living God. Father, also that it would resound and revibrate inside of the others, and that they will go out and they will tell the greatness of you, greatness of your glory, greatness of your Son, Jesus Christ, and bring others unto him. Father, not only let it be in words, but let it be inside. Let it be inside the deep parts of the inner man, that it will reflect your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to continue on, and we're going to go off into the Word of God, because I believe that in any teaching, the Word of God is very important. And everything that we say from our mouth, it should reflect the Word of God, because the Word of God is spirit. Although we have spiritual gifts which have been imparted into us and have given to us, as we know, I spoke on this briefly before in the past, but we know that the gifts of the Father or can be found in Romans chapter 12. When we know that the gifts of the Son are in Ephesians chapter 4. We know that in the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So I invite you to take time to read the fullness of it so that you can see how they all work together for the goodness of God and unto His glory and His glory alone. So I want to continue on, and I want to start off in the Word of God, where it is stated in Psalms 42:7, it says, "Deep calleth into deep at the noise of thy watersprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." So when David is writing in the book of Psalms, he's telling us and showing us how the deep calleth up unto the deep. And it says, at the noise of thy waterspouts. And he relates it to water. And at this very time, before he gets there, it's like his soul is panting. He says, as a deer panted after the water. So we as human beings, we can look at this and we can understand that David is also showing us that our depth, our relationship with God must be deep. And it must go into an area where it penetrates God's heart. And we know that David was a man after God's heart. But I don't want to just lay rest there where the Bible says the deep calleth the deep. I want to also reference where Paul talks about the deep. And, of course, there's many other scriptures in the Bible, but I want to reference these. And I have 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 9 where it says, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things of which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things." And it says, "Yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him?" Save the spirit of man which is in him. "Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us, which things also," amen, "also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritually judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." So in order for a Christian, in order for someone who is connected with God to even know him, to be able to get into the depths of him, to get into the depths of his Son, to get into the depths of even the Holy Spirit, we must know the Holy Spirit. We must have the Holy Spirit inside of us. How do we know that the Holy Spirit is inside of us? Well, definitely we will be bearing the fruits of God, and also others will be able to make discernment that you are of God without you telling them, without you even saying a word, without you having to buffer or pretense or make any reflection outside of you of who you are. A person, an individual will automatically know that you are of God by the Holy Spirit. And Paul tells us this. He says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." But Paul says also in the beginning of that, he's saying that we should search. He says, he's talking about, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, how can we do this? How can we get to a point where we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us to where we are searching the deep things of God? Definitely, we must have the Spirit of God with us. We must have the Spirit of God with us. And again, in the beginning, I was saying that the word is Spirit. How do we get the word into us to where we can have the Spirit of God working in us, and therefore the spiritual gifts are functioning to the point where God wants them to function? We need the Spirit of God functioning in us. We must be walking by the Spirit and led by the Spirit, as it is stated in Romans chapter 8 and also in Galatians chapter 5. Those who walk by the Spirit, these are the sons and the daughters of God. The sons and the daughters definitely will know the deep things of their father. They will also know the deep things of their brother. They will also take understanding of the heirship of the kingdom of God. They will also be able to understand the patterns and the designs of the Father, because they're always sitting up under their Father to get revelation. They're always sitting up under their Father to get revelation. So Romans chapter 11, 33 tells us, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. This is somebody, when we look at King David, when we look at Paul of the Bible, we can tell that they were searching, truly searching the deep things of God, to the point that they begin to take revelation. They begin to break down the things and the patterns and designs of God into word to where another person would be able to see it and take understanding on it clearly and concisely. Because Paul says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of his wisdom and the knowledge, which means he's seeking deep in God. He's going into some travailing areas. He's going off into some cracks and some corners. He's going off into some places by himself to spend with God so he can take on clear understanding of what the value of him seeking God in the depths was, so he can declare that his wisdom and knowledge and understanding is coming from God. Oh, he said, oh, the depth of the riches. So he value it. He see a deep value in it. He can declare that it's riches. When we talk about riches, a lot of persons will begin to look at gold. They will begin to look at paper money. They will begin to look at silver. They will begin to look at many things. But Paul didn't do that. He said the wisdom and the knowledge of God was his riches. And we know that even Solomon, when he declared the wisdom, we can see that Solomon reigned for 40 years without war, as the Bible shows. The Bible shows also clearly that he developed land trade and water trade because of the wisdom that he received from God. Even though he was married to 700, even though that he was married to 700 wives and concubines, he still had no war in his land. How, in this day and time, you have two men, you have one man and you have two women nearby, there will be war in the land. There will be war in that house, because the family of this woman will be battling against the family of the other woman. There will be war in this time and this season if the knowledge and wisdom of God is not there. Now, how do we get it? What is the value of it? What is the value of all of this wisdom? There is a lot of value of this wisdom, but how do we get it? The Bible shows us clearly that we must depend on the Holy Spirit. So instead of relying on our own limited strength to live faithfully, rely on our own limited power available to us. We will rely on the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit. We will pray daily for the Holy Spirit to fill our soul and empower us. But a lot of times, instead of us taking time to look for the Holy Spirit and say, even recognize that the Holy Spirit is a part of our lives, we will lay down this and we will focus on many things. Some of us will focus on work, the immediate needs of our lives. Some of us will focus on a burden that we've been carrying when Jesus said, cast your burdens unto me. Cast your burdens unto me. So now, if we continue to focus on these things, where are we searching out the depths of the Holy Spirit? When are we taking time to search out the depths of God, in which he has already told us, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, and all things will come into place. But sometimes we want to set our own order. We want to say, God, will seek you later, but let us try to work the situation out ourselves right now. And what happens? It always ends up in chaos because we have left the order of God. He said, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and all things will come into place. Now, when you're seeking him, you're going into the deep thing, so the deep will definitely call out the deep, and God is deeper than any place that you can get. He is unsearchable, meaning that the search for him is so deep and wide, it's unmeasurable, that when you begin to seek him, you can never get enough of seeking him. You can never get enough of following him. You can never discern enough of his patterns and designs for your life. So you have to spend time seeking the Holy Spirit. You have to spend time being dependent upon the Holy Spirit. You have to seek him in all areas of your life. We have to become totally dependent upon the Spirit's, the Holy Spirit's power in order for us to be able to go to the levels that God wants us to. Well, one person may say, well, I speak in tongues. Okay, but do you have knowledge? Do you have wisdom? Do you have understanding of what you're doing with those tongues? Have you talked to God, why did you baptize me and give me the evidence of speaking in tongues? Why do you give me the prophetic gift that I have? Oh, are you seeking to go to the higher level? He says the apostolic is the highest level. So have you stopped? Are you satisfied with being an evangelist and not desiring to go higher with God? Are you satisfied with being a teacher and you're not wanting to go higher with God? He said, the deep calleth the deep things. So you must continue to search out to where you go into the revelation of God, to where you can be used as a full vessel of the kingdom of God. It's a never-ending process. What else must we do? He said, we must look beyond what we can see to a deeper reality, to a deeper revelation. How can we get revelation knowledge if we don't seek the deep things of God? God, I mean, you know, in some ways, you look at scientists, they want to go into the depths of the very vein of a vine to see what's in the middle of that vine. How does that vine keep getting life? How does it function? How does it produce grapes? How does the grape seed get inside of the grape? You know, how deep is the mind of God? How much can he reveal to you? You say that you have a vision. You want to start a business. How can you get off into the depths of the mind of God to where your business can be successful. If you do not seek him out, if you do not search him out, search the deep things of God. We must get to a place where we can go off into the deepness of God and understand what God's purpose is for your life with passion. Not just on the surface, but with a passion. When is the last time that you decided you're going to lay out all day and just seek the Lord and talk with him? Say, Holy Spirit, what do you have me to do today? When is the last time that you have just said, okay, God, I want to go off in the closet with you. I'm drawing nigh to you. Draw nigh to me, God. Speak to me, whether it be through dreams, whether it be through visions. If you're spending that time with God, he's going to accept it. He's going to receive it. Why? It's in his word. It's the order of his word. If you're following the order of his word, he cannot help but to relate to his word, which is forever settled in heaven. So you want to immerse yourself in the scripture. You want to go deeper into it daily. You want to have time to read it, study it, and meditate, not only upon passages, but the fullness of the word to where it begins to revelate to you. Every time when you read it, that God is talking to you. He's showing you that, oh yeah, in your situation, here is how you come out. Oh, yeah, this is what I'm telling you for you. It's entering into your belly, into the innermost part of you. The Bible says that David said that his word was a lamp unto his feet, and it entered into his very bone marrow, meaning that it was so deep in him that it was touching something inside. It was revelatory to him. And if the word is on the surface for you where you have to sit and listen to someone else to get it, you are not taking time to go off into the deep things of God. The deep, call it upon the deep. How can you call upon the deep if you're not getting the Spirit of God in you? The word of God to revelate out of you. The word of God to birth forth you into a spiritual man or woman of God. That whenever the circumstances come to you, that the Bible, the Holy Spirit is saying, okay, you set your point, keep quiet, be still, and know that I am Lord in this. Absorb the scripture into the deepness of your soul, where its truth will transform you. It will renew you into the likeness of God. It will make you a new person, a new individual. Although they said in your past, this is her, this is you, this is him, this is what he, how he was, God has made a new person in you through his word. And through the power of the Holy Ghost. So you also have to replace some unhealthy thoughts, some thinking, the thoughts that you have. You have to replace them. And how can you replace them? You replace them by reflecting on biblical truths that are for you. And refuse to dwell on what they say, what she say, what he say, what Mama say, what Daddy say, what does Jesus Christ say about you? Let that be your final word. He is your mirror. He is the one that you look into daily. And when you look into him, into his word, he can identify you. Okay, well, if he's saying you messed up right now, then that he's showing you so he can bring you off into a state and order that aligns with who he wants you to be. Not me, not someone else, but what God wants you to be in that hour. And where do you get it from again? In his word. It's in the Holy Bible. You can begin to replace the negative thoughts with a positive one from the Holy Bible about your life. Get into the deep things of God. And when you read it, if it's on the surface, then you're not getting deep. If you're just reading scripture and you're not getting the full context of what God is saying, you're not going deep. If you still not getting a revelation, then you should go off into the history. Why God were they acting like this right then? Why did David use a smooth stone to hit Goliath when everybody else was using weapons of this world? Why, oh God, why? How deep are you going to get into the things of God? You should want to know more. You should want to know, God, why is there a day and why is there a night? Oh God, why, oh Lord, did glass come about? Why God did you make a tree? You should want to know the deep things of God. You should want to know, because everything of this world and everything of the word of God will reveal your destiny and purpose in life. It will tell you the deep things of your life. Go into the deep things of God. I believe Elijah was into the deep things of God, because God would send an angel to him. God found something about him that he needed to connect with him. And he was so deep into God that he knew that when he spoke to God, God was going to answer him, to the point that when he cried out to God for the fire to come down, the fire came down from heaven. How deep are you going with God? When you speak and say, oh God, in your word it says that when you speak, the thunder shall roll. Oh God, let your thunder roll against the enemy in this hour. How deep are you going with God to where the thunder will roll? How deep are you going with God? To you, I'm talking to myself. How deep are you willing to go with God? What are the benefits of going deeper? Do you have to know? Should we be satisfied with just a glimpse of the Holy Bible? No. We shouldn't never just be satisfied. Do you just walk home with a scripture that the preacher preached on from church and you hold on to that and you don't know the full context and what God meant for your situation, for your life? Have you taken understanding on it? Or are you just holding on to a scripture day by day? What does God mean in his word? How deep are you searching God? How deep do you want to go with God? Or do you just want to be the individual that sit on the pulpit, sit behind the pulpit, sit down in front of the pulpit day by day, Sunday by Sunday, and you're not searching out the deep things of God yourself? In order for you to get into the deep things of God, you must have an understanding of God's wisdom that is revealed by the Holy Spirit, okay? Because if you don't go off into the deep things of God with the Holy Spirit, what happens? It later on, it leaves you. Someone will ask you, oh, what did you learn today from the sermon? And you will not remember a scripture. You will not even remember what the pastor has said, because you're not searching the deep things of God. If we cannot continue to live from day to day looking for a feel-good moment, looking for a motivation, depending upon someone else to motivate us. When you have the Holy Spirit of God, you are genuinely motivated by yourself. You are not in turmoil. You're not in woe. You're not in wonder, because God is revealing things to you. And when there's something that is there that you don't understand, you will simply say, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? You won't pick up the phone and call your brother. You won't pick up the phone and call your sister. And there's nothing wrong with having someone that is in God, by the word of God, talking to you. But it's something wrong when you pick up the phone and you call someone who doesn't have a relationship with God. The Bible says, forsake the godly counsel. Psalms chapter 1. The Bible clearly tells you that. So if you're picking up the phone and calling somebody who doesn't have a relationship with God, for you to get the answer, and they cannot tell you anything, say, go to the Holy Bible. Let's pray about the sister. Let's get off into the Word of God. Here's what you can do in God to get there. If they can't tell you that, if they can't pray with you in agreement to bring revelation from God, wrong connection. Wrong connection. Search the deep things of God. Why do we need to understand these deep things? Understanding not only what we believe, but why we believe it. Why we believe it. Why do you believe it? Do you believe it because the pastor or the apostle or the prophet or the evangelist or the teacher said it? Or do you believe it because you have experienced it with God? And if you haven't experienced it with God, talk to God. Go to the depths of with God. Go talk to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will leave a comforter behind, a paracletos. And that paracletos will give you what you need. That Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost will give you what you need. So it's important to understand. We all have different beliefs. We all come from different understandings of the based on our environment, based on what we've been taught, based on what we grew up with. But we can see that through all of that, God has a plan for our life. And how do we know what the plan is if we don't search it out in His Word by ourselves and with Him and with the Holy Ghost, with Jesus Christ in the midst of you? You see, let me tell you why I say this. Let's just look at the Word of God in itself. Let's just look at the Word of God in itself. Now, in First Kings, we see that there was a man of God. The Bible calls him as a man of God. Never said his name, never said where he came from, never even got to the point of being declared as a prophet. But yet, he received the Word from God. Here's God talking to him. God tells him to go in and tell the king. Tell him thus and thus. When you go in, come out a different way. Don't even come out the same way that you went in. And when you leave out of there, keep going. Don't stop for no one. Straight instruction. But because the man of God failed to search out the deep things of God, he didn't hold to the instructions because he went off into the world again as he was leaving the king's house. He saw the work of God because when the king stretched his hand toward him, his hand withered. So he knew, okay, this is God. God is working with me. This is God. Okay, but God himself spoke to him. So he goes out and he meets a disobedient prophet. And this disobedient prophet, because he didn't take time to search the deep things of God and understand God, the disobedient prophet tells him, an angel of the Lord told me. Now, which one would you obey? Which one will you listen to? God told you, God tells you to keep going. Don't stop. Will you stop for the prophet? Just because in the whole town, in the whole region that you're in, he's been declared as a prophet. And just because he says an angel of the Lord told him, when God has spoken to you directly. This is why it's important to search the deep things of God. You see, you can receive a word from God, but or you learned with God. Have you taken understanding with God? Have you gotten into the depths of God that when somebody else is telling you to go a different direction, that you can hear the voice of God and not the voice of man? Because if the Bible says he was disobedient, then he wasn't functioning under God. He wasn't under God's command. He wasn't doing what God's rule told him to do. He was moving by flesh because he was afraid. He didn't want to have another prophet in that land. He wanted to be the only one. And he knew what he was doing because the Bible says that when he said after he had the young man had gotten off course, and after the lion, he got ready to leave again, he sat down and he ate with this man. God told him not to do that. God told him to keep going. But because he got out of God's order, he left the word of God. He was devoured by a lion. And so now here the old man is he know what he did. He realized this man is innocent. So he says, when I die, lay my bones up on him. So he's thinking he can redeem himself by placing himself on the innocence he has destroyed. This is why it's so important to stay deep into the things of God, especially in this hour. You can be fooled. You could have been fooled from your birth in the place where you started from. So this is why you must begin to discern what is the precepts and laws of God. What is the precepts and laws of man? This is why it is important to understand the deep things of God. And we can see this. That is so important that in Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on to say, and be not formed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So how do you know? How can you take understanding? He's telling you, be ye renewed, transformed in the mind. How can you get the transformation unless you go into the word of God? Search the deep things of God. And not only searching the deep things of God, but asking the Holy Spirit, who has the deep things of God, to bring revelation to life in you, that you are deep, that you are deep in the things of God. Understand, the Bible tells us also in Titus, it says, Titus 2:14, it says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify into himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, so when we take that understanding, why God asks us to live a certain way and fortifies our resolve to obey him, then the knowledge of the deep things can give us strength to resist temptation, to engage in lawlessness acts, and can move us to be zealous for fine works in God. So understanding deep things require deep penetration of the Word of God. So we want to not only read the Word of God, but the same as like reading and surfing scriptures through the Holy Bible superficially, because we can do that. We can just look at the Word of God, glance at it, and say, okay, I'm done with it, I'm going. But are you getting the deep revelation of the Word of God? Are you going into the deep things of God? That's what he's going to hold you accountable for, is the deep things of God. So if he has given it to you and you have resisted it, it is not God. It is not God. It is your own action. It is your own choice. He have given you the word of God. He have given you access by the Holy Spirit to the deep things, the deep knowledge of God. So you shouldn't, we shouldn't take time just to read and surf the scriptures through the Holy Bible superficially, or just when it's time for us to preach a sermon, or just when it's time for us to talk to someone over the phone that we want to share the word of God, or when it gets into a convenient time. We want to be examining the Holy Bible and examine it against ourselves until we see how it fits the pattern and design of a spiritual son and daughter of God through the inheritance of Jesus Christ. And 2 Timothy 1:13 tells us, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. So we must search the words so we can hold fast the form of sound words. Now, the word will be so sound that if someone comes and they speak it in a different way or a different order, we will immediately know, oh, this is not God. This is not the voice of God. Because we are deep in the things of God. So we're holding fast the form of sound words through faith and because of our love in Jesus Christ. As Paul has said, it entails perceiving the reasons for what is said. That means that we have to go into deeper. We have to talk to God. God, what do this mean? What are the reasons why you said this in your word? And let him reveal it to you, whether it be through a dream or whether he sends someone to give you revelation over it, whether it be through a vision. It could be many ways. He spoke to Balaam with a donkey. So we cannot cage him and say this is the only way that he will reveal it to us. Because God is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. He is El Yahweh. He's El Shaddai. He's mighty. He can do anything, any way that he wants to at any time. Because it is his. He has whatever he wants to do. He can do it. We cannot cage him. So the Bible also tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and that man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. Now, that takes time. It takes building. It takes searching the deep things of God. It doesn't come overnight. You can't get it just because you've been baptized in the Spirit. Even Paul was baptized in the Spirit, but when he gets to Romans chapter 7, he starts talking about his struggle with the flesh and struggle between the spirit, struggle with the word. He's struggling there. He was baptized in the spirit. He had the evidence of speaking in tongues. He was already writing deep things of God. But so that tells us that it's a growing process. It's a continuous seeking of God. It's a continuous searching. And we need the scripture of God. We need what God is saying. We need what God has written as it is so that we can walk away with true and profound meat. Not. And so Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If you want to go deep, how deep can you go? How deep are you willing to go to get the realness of God? Bible study is not easy work. but it can be delightful and understanding the deep things of God. And it's not too difficult if you set your mind to do it. If you set your mind to do it, if you can spend time looking at Facebook, at pictures, and taking satisfaction from that, you certainly can take time to read the Word of God. You certainly can take time to talk to Jesus Christ, to talk to the Father, to get revelation through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can take time to go into the deep things that the Holy Spirit will teach you. Don't just stop with the surface of it on your mind. Or don't just stop and say, because what you have been taught, this is what it means. No, because of what you see, that is fourth dimensional thinking. God functions, he's waiting for us to go to the seventh dimension. How can you get to the seventh dimension? How can you get to the seventh dimension if you are still focusing on the things that you see, the things that you hear, the things that you smell, the things that you taste, the things that you feel? You are still in fourth dimensional thinking. To go higher, you must search out the deep things of God. This takes time. This takes patience. This takes having the ability to wait upon the Lord and gain understanding. He has revelational wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in his word. You will know it about God. You will learn about Jesus Christ. You will learn about the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that these three things agree in the heaven: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These three things agree in heaven. If you don't dimensionally take understanding on the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in your life, inside of you, in the depths, you will lose the deep things of God. You will not walk in the deep things of God. You will not climb the levels that God is trying to take you to. It will remain on the surface, on fourth dimensional thinking. This is why when we look at Jesus, when he's walking past the fig tree and the fig tree dies, the disciples were still in fourth dimensional thinking. They're still in fourth dimensional thinking. They didn't take understanding on what Christ was doing in that hour. And even some of us now, we will read it and not take understanding. What was Christ meaning? What did he do in that hour? Or some of us will make up an interpretation to make money. What is the deep things of God? What is the revelation of God? You know, when Jonah himself, Jonah was trying to make revelatory understanding on why God wanted to send him, of all people, to Nineveh to declare God's word. And instead of him following through with it, he went and he hid himself. And when he finally did do it, he felt like God owed him something. He goes and he sits up under a tree. God is covering him and giving him a shade to where he's not suffering because it's desert. The heat is coming down. So God has given him something that he needs. But then Jonah begins to complain. And the tree, God allows the tree to go away so he can take understanding that he is God. He is God. But because Jonah didn't take time to understand God, he wanted to more so understand himself. He reflected more on himself. When God is saying, seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, then he will add everything into your life. I believe when he's saying all things will be added, I believe there's nothing left undone. Nothing left undone. And until you begin to understand the wisdom of God's order, you experience self-sabotage. You experience various cycles in your life that need to be broken. You can't, you will not be able to hold your tongue on matters, because it's not just reading the scripture, it is understanding the scripture. Then you begin to experience the scripture. God begins to bring revelation of the scripture. It comes alive. It is rhema in your life. You have to get off into the deep things of God, because when you get into the rhema moment, with the deep call upon the deep. So when you are in the spiritual essence of God and you begin to call upon the deep things, the deep will return to the deep. The Holy Ghost is in you. The deep will revelate to the Holy Ghost that is in you. Where can you continue to feel to where the Holy Ghost is reigning and ruling in you? By the word of God, the increased knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the word of God. The more that you continue to seek it, and the more you continue to understand it, the more that knowledge you will gain. He said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But he also says in the book of Proverbs, they perish because of lack of understanding. You cry out for discernment, but you fail to take understanding that you may experience it. Wisdom, experience, wisdom, expertise, wisdom. Not of this world, but of God. That you are sustainable, that you are empowered, that you are equipped. Such as we can see again from Solomon. He was sustained. He was empowered. He was moved to authority. He had wisdom. He had understanding. He had knowledge of the things of God. How deep can you go? David went very deep. He said, as the deer panted after the water, so my soul longed after thee. What is your soul longing for? Is it chasing, longing for money? Is it your soul? Is it longing after something of this world? David said, his soul longed after thee, after God. What is your soul longing for, body of Christ? What are you waiting for in this hour? When God is telling you, he has given you an order to follow, that will bring you off into that wisdom, that will bring you off into that order of knowledge, that nothing in this world you will not be able to handle for the days to come. We see even Elijah, he ran and he hid in the cave from Jezebel, a woman. He went and hid in what was at that time was authority rule. He went and hid from it because he had not heard from the Lord yet. But when he went off into the cave and he spent some time, God sent forth his angel to speak to him. When he came down, he called upon the deep things, and God answered him. The God that answered by fire answered him, because God agreed. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit agreed with the fire here on earth. So he understood what connects with God: the blood, the water, the fire. How deep are you going in the things of God to understand how what God answers to? He answers to his word. He answers to his word. How deep are you going in the things of God, children of the Most High God, daughter and son of God? How deep do you want to go? How close do you want to get to the Father? How passionate are you about it? God has an answer for you. How deep do you want to go to get that answer? How deep do you want to go? Or would you rather, you know, the news is on every day. There's so many things that are happening in this world. Still again, God said, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and all things will be added. He cannot leave you to suffer. He cannot leave you in your pain. He cannot leave you wounded and broken. Search the deep things of God. Seek him in the depths of your soul, as David did. David said, my soul longeth after thee. Longeth after thee. And you have to wonder, look at the circumstances David was going through. He was being pursued by the authority on this earth. But yet, he could fix his mouth to say, as the deer is panting for the water, Lord, my soul is seeking, is searching out for thee. My soul, his deepness in his body, is seeking, his emotions, his thoughts, and his desires is chasing after God. How deep can you go? How deep can you go? Yes, the politics are going on. Yes, the war is going on. Yeah, they killing and they stealing every day. But how deep can you go right now, body of Christ? How deep can you go to turn it around? How deep can you go to turn that situation around? How deep will you go? Now, when we look at Abraham, when he was pleading for his nephew Lot, how deep did he go? How deep did he go? He kept on petitioning to God. He kept going down to the very minimum until he could get an answer from God. How deep can you go, body of Christ, to turn the situation around? How deep will you go to save a nation? How deep will you go to save the righteous one? How deep will you go, body of Christ? The deep call it upon the deep. How deep are you in Christ? How much understanding are you taking from Christ? How much wisdom are you gaining from Christ? How much understanding are you willing to get from Christ? How deep will you go, body of Christ? God's hand is not too short. God's love is everlasting. And the Bible says his mercy endured forever. His mercy endured forever. But he also says in his word that my children, they perish because of lack of knowledge. How deep will you go, body of Christ? And that is the end of the deep call it upon the deep for today. And I pray that any area that I have spoken on today has touched your heart. I certainly have touched my heart. It certainly has touched my heart, and it gives me remembrance of the deep things of God. It gives me remembrance to go deeper in God. Before you sleep, if you're too tired, before it's time for you to sleep, read his word. When you wake up, read his word. Every chance you get, read his word. If you can't take time to read it, hear the word. He said, be ye hearers too. So it's good for you to hear the word. Get an download an audio Bible. There's a one-year daily audio Bible. It's free. You can even download it to your phone. When you wake up in the morning, you're getting yourself together, you can listen to it. You can listen to it on the way your way to work. You can carry it everywhere you go. If you're in the subway, on the trains, you can listen to it. Take time to hear, to get off into the deep things of God. Talk to God. Ponder with what you hear. Ponder with what you read. Ponder with God. Go into the deep things, body of Christ. In Jesus' name, you can never get enough of it. May the grace of God be with you now and forevermore. Before I end, I will pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I glorify you. I lift you up on high. I pray, O Lord, that you will continue to touch everyone's heart, that you will arrest us, O God, arrest us inside, that we will walk like you, that we will talk like you. We ask that you will sit upon the throne of our heart and our mind, our spirit and our soul. O God, we ask that you will give us that desire, put the worship in us, put the chasing of your glory in us, O God, that we would not just take rest upon it, we will just ponder on it for now and forevermore. Father, I pray that every element of it, that we will begin to learn and discern the great things that you have for us. Let your Holy Spirit be a teacher to us. Let us walk and be led by the Holy Spirit, O God, to walk into your likeness and the fullness of your glory. Mold us and shape us into your likeness, O God. O God, be that life unto us as you were with the David. Be that life as you were with the Jesus Christ as you raised him from the grave. O God, that same power, that same dunamis power, that same Holy Ghost power, let it be with us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless everyone, and the grace of God be with you.